I just started telling these guys, I'll tell you guys the story. The headline for this father-daughter story is, father drinks his daughter's breast milk to help beat bowel cancer.
Now,
you can't make
when
this
When you
up.
Say it's his daughter's breast milk, it's,
yes.
it's the breast milk his daughter
expressed
is
out of
feeding
her boob.
His grandkid?
Correct.
Ew.
His daughter, who's 30, started expressing milk. She has a baby, so she's full, and her body is making milk.
Right.
So she is expressing milk separately for her dad, who's 64. He's holding a coffee cup, implying that it's right there in that cup and that he drinks it because they heard that someone was doing research in Europe who said that breast milk may kill off cancer cells, and he has bowel cancer.
Okay.
So he's putting milk in his tea, in his porridge, as they put it, and is hoping that that helps. They also use her breast milk for other things.
Brett, when's the last time you had porridge?
That's such an old word.
Yeah. Well, it's such a UK word. You
I
know,
feel like there's a Hansel and Gretel about to come our way.
Well, here's a word that you'll know. Her husband uses it on his eczema. He like takes her breast milk and rubs it on his skin to cure his eczema, I guess. And then their son, their little baby boy here, who like looks like he's one, has conjunctivitis.
Oh. Pink
and
eye?
They put the breast milk on his eyes to cure the conjunctivitis.
Did it work?
It doesn't say if it worked. They just say they did it. I don't even understand how that even relates.
Is it just me? Or I feel like maybe she's just telling the guys that it'll fix the stuff that they have because she's got some sort of sick fetish.
She's got a little freaky thing
she's
there.
Got she's got something going on. There's no way her breast milk just happens to cure the three things that her family members have.
Well, they're trying it on all of them.
And it's all three different things.
Yeah. I think they're taking a little liberty with the research that is maybe or maybe not approved by this one scientist in Europe.
I'm thinking maybe this is on her.
She says.
This is a head case.
The breast milk lasts for 8 days, so I mark each container with a sell-by date so Dad knows which ones he can drink. He doesn't drink it as his own. Oh, no. He puts it in his coffee and, as she said, in his porridge. I just want to do anything that I can to help, and I don't see the problem in giving my dad something that is natural. Fred was diagnosed with bowel cancer in 2015, but despite giving the all clear, it returned last April. So, after his operation, they thought they got it, but not all the cells are destroyed, so now they're going all just to whatever they think.
All right, so how's he doing?
So they're throwing breast milk at
him. Has the cancer gone into remission? Has his blood cells?
It's not concluded yet. Nope, they're not concluded yet. Since his operation, he's had two rounds of chemo, as the first type didn't seem to be working.
Is she pumping it at least, or is he getting it from the tap?
No, she is pumping it. She's a strong supporter of breastfeeding and knows the benefits of breastfeeding.
Of course she does.
She says a scientist has found a protein in the milk that can help kill off cancer cells without harming the other cells. At this moment, though, that research isn't available, and it's apparently trial and error. So they don't even know if this is working. But just her dad is drinking his daughter's breast milk.
Just out of curiosity, with the kid who's got conjunctivitis, how is she getting the breast milk in his eye? Is she shooting it at him?
Squeeze the boob. He's right there. He's trying to latch on. Right in the eye.
Yeah, like milking a cow and aiming it somewhere. You know, you grab onto the udder and just...
Oh, it's a goat.
We're making goats.
Oh, my goodness. She really does have a kid.
Wow, really?
What a sound.
Did you just do that?
I sure did.
Oh, Christ.
Come on, JP.
It was punny, Roger.
Yeah, it was very punny.
Oh, God. Sometimes you're embarrassing.
So. So this man is drinking, I can't imagine drinking my daughter's breast milk, but if I am desperate with cancer at maybe an older age and nothing else has stopped it and somebody tells me it might work, maybe? I don't know. It just sounds so weird. But if it's life and death, I think humans might do it.
No.
On a normal day, you wouldn't do it.
Nick, you're a pervert, Nick.
Are you, Nick? What's going on?
My wife is breastfeeding right now. And I currently, not a lot of her breast milk, maybe like an ounce. But I have her breast milk pretty regularly. In like smoothies and pre-workout and stuff like that.
How do you, because I'll use pre-workout. How do you think it affects you for the energy before a workout?
I think it might be more of a placebo effect. I feel as though I have more stamina, but I don't know how true it is.
Does your wife know you're using it, or are you sneaking it out of the kid's stash?
She knows I'm using it.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, she'll feed the baby, and then she'll pump extra, and then she'll put it in like ice cube trays, and then freeze it, and then I put it in like a smoothie or something, and there's no additional flavor or anything like that.
Right. Have you ever had? Go ahead, Nick.
No good.
Well, it had like human growth hormones in it, presumably because you give it to a baby to grow a human. So you could see how it would have like positive effects on working out. And there's also a lot of research online about like the disinfectant properties of breast milk, as far as like using it on the eczema and everything. I don't personally do that because I don't have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of research. So it's not necessarily that much of a deviant act.
Have you tasted it cold, and have you tasted it warm, and is it better cold?
I've never tasted it straight. That kind of grossed me out. You know, just taking a sip. I couldn't do that, but if it's in something, I would drink that.
How does any of this start, Nick?
You'll pop them out of the ice tray with no problem.
How does that start? How is she like nursing or whatever, and then she's like, well, want me to put some in the ice cube tray? I mean, how does that start?
It ends up in a bottle, and she just pours it in.
Well, I initiated the conversation. Well, I told her, you know, it has the human growth hormones in it. I'm working out. Maybe I could have some of it, you know, kind of give me a little competitive advantage.
Did she say yes right away or no?
Yeah, she was totally for it. She's like, yeah, I don't care. Like, you know, that's your own thing. If you want to do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
So I've been drinking it for probably 2.5 months, and I'd like to say I've noticed differences. Again, it could be just like a placebo.
Yeah, yeah.
How does that work? Like, you want some, and you're like, "Hey, man, you got the stuff," and you're all like, "Yeah, I just want it. Like, give me some."
It just goes into the freezer and pops it out of the ice tray.
Oh gosh.
Because, I mean, if she's feeding kids, she probably has extra, and it hurts if you keep it in there, so you got to, like, express it all out. So if there's some extra,
right.
I guess he's using it.
Why throw it out, right?
Why?
You tell yourself right, Nick. That, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
I want you to do me a favor. Next time you drink that smoothie that's got your wife's breast milk in it, do it in front of a mirror. And just take a good hard look at yourself while you're whacking it back.
This is my life.
You know?
Brett is on line 4. Brett, you love this stuff too?
Afternoon there, gentlemen and lady.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I do. My wife is, we have a little 5 month, just over 5 months at home, and she is an avid breastfeeder, big proponent of it. It probably is a little bit more of a placebo thing. You make it think that I'm getting swole, you know, a little HGH, a little pre and post workout, kind of make them shake. But, yeah, the biggest thing is she has a little tester, like a little alcohol tester. She'll have a little bit of wine, you know, what have you, after she's pumped. And we'll make sure it's good. If it's failed the test, it's for me. And it works. I didn't intend to get drunk one night off it, but it definitely works. You mix it in with a drink, mix it in with a little, you know, kind of Kahlua.
What?
Coffee.
Stop.
You're making white Russians with your wife's breast milk.
Stop.
You get the kick out of it.
You're telling me that your wife had a glass of wine or whatever,
right?
And then pumped breast milk, and the alcohol that was in the breast milk from the wine
works like helped a charm, brother.
Helped you get a buzz on?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I didn't really intend to, but we might as well not waste it. You know, she continues to pump, she continues to produce more,
right?
And why not? I mean, I don't like seeing that stuff go to waste, so I'll mix it
but
up.
Did you get a buzz
later but, on? For,
no, but did you get a? Did you get a buzz off it?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm trying to get at, man. Absolutely. If she's drank enough, and she's like, "Oh, this definitely failed." Absolutely.
How much did you drink? You have to drink so much.
Let's say maybe 4 ounces, 3-4 ounces, something like that. Mix it in a shake or hot coffee or whatnot. It works, man.
All right, Brett. Thank you.
Holy Christ!
I don't believe it.
I can't believe it. What the hell is going on? I don't know, Donald. This is not what I was banking on when I woke up this morning.
We have many, many more people to get to. Apparently, breast milk. I can't believe we've had two guys so far, just right in a row, who have done this.
Did your wife breastfeed, Brett?
No.
She didn't?
No.
Did you? So you never tasted it? Like, she didn't even have a little... Nothing. Like, it was like hot mango juice.
Yeah, see, I never got the mango thing. I just thought it was, like, a little warm. A little warm, not hot, but a little warm and a little sour. That's all. Wasn't great.
No. I remember it was like...
I don't know why the kids don't go, give me something else.
Yeah, well, you got nothing else?
All right, you guys, hang on. We'll get to the rest of you guys. Breast milk.
Now guys are drinking it to go to the gym. Like, what the...
Does that really make sense? It's got that much human growth hormone in it? That's true?
Think about it. It feeds children. Children grow off of the breast milk.
Tiny little things. That's why I'm like...
But all they're taking, they're growing, and all they're taking in is the nutrients from the mother's breast milk. There's no supplements or anything like that. They're just doing that.
Wow.
And they're growing and developing. Makes sense.
Mm.
It makes perfect sense.
All right, more of your calls next.
I just, at some point, I would think guys would be like, yeah, give me something out of the bottle. What, you know, there's got to be some drug I can inject in my ass to get big. You know?
Roger, JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back. So, this is a different discussion that we probably haven't had before, but it started with a dad who's drinking his daughter's, she's 30, his daughter's breast milk to see if it will conquer some of the cancer cells in his bowel cancer. So we started with that story from Europe. I guess there's some experimental research going on with it, and so they're just taking a shot at it. Why not? Because the chemo didn't work for him with all the cells.
If it's in his bowels, why drink it? Why not just do a little butt funnel?
Really just get right to the heart of the problem.
Really, get it to right where it's got to go. Why, you know what I'm saying? Why let it mess with the stomach acids and everything else? Let's just get it right there.
You know? Direct, like the people who get drunk that way, right?
I'm into something. Yeah. I'm onto something. Now, dip it in a tampon. Tampon up there.
This is too much.
Less breast milk that way because it's so direct.
Try it, JP, and then let us know how it goes.
I don't need it. I'm not drinking it. Never mind sticking it my keys there. That's not happening.
But on a discussion of this, we found that there are several guys in this audience who are drinking breast milk because either they wanted to try it or, in a couple of cases, if they say it helps them as far as with the HGH that's in it.
Monica, you do know that's a thing, right? The kids were soaking tampons. Men, boys and girls were soaking tampons in vodka.
In vodka, yeah, I heard that. I just didn't know if it was actually true or not.
Yeah, no, that was Roger. We did that story on the air one day. We were like, Jesus Christ, why can't you just drink it?
I know.
So quick.
The kids didn't want to smell like alcohol in school. It's a good way to get drunk in school and not get caught. You're not going to have booze on your breath.
You don't have to go through all the trouble of sending it through the rest of your body.
Right.
Just put it more direct, where it's got to be.
Right into the bloodstream.
Darren is on line one about the breast milk. What do you got, Darren?
Yeah, it's a little-known fact that a lot of bodybuilders actually use breast milk. But at the same time, it's the one substance that you can think of that is actually made for humans. I mean, we steal the breast milk from cows and drink it.
We're the only species that drinks the milk of another species.
And I like it.
Yeah. But it's made for the baby of a cow. It's not made for a human baby.
So if you're a bodybuilder, do you have to drink the milk of someone related to you, or can you drink anybody's breast milk? It doesn't matter.
Well, actually, there is a market that buys breast milk from ladies for like $1 an ounce. Now, in order for you to be a part of that, you have to, because my wife told me about it when she was breastfeeding, in order for you to do this, you have to sign up and make sure you have to give them your diet, what all you eat. Like if you're a vegetarian, you go into one class of milk. If you eat meat, you're in another class because parents don't want to feed their baby just random and no medications during the times.
Wow.
I mean, it's really crazy, but it's like $1 an ounce for they can sell it for. it's kind of it. Yeah. When my wife was breastfeeding, I couldn't stomach the idea of drinking breast milk because, what I know of it is there's like blood in it and all kinds of stuff.
What?
Well, I know in cow's milk there is blood in it.
More.
There's actually blood in cow's milk. That's what they have to take out of. That's why they have to.
Can you describe how much blood is in the milk?
I love blood cheese. It's my favorite.
No, I don't know exactly how much, but I know that's why they have to go through the process of pasteurization with cow's milk is because they have to remove a lot of the stuff that humans can't really take in.
All right, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for that.
And Darren.
Hey, you know what? Darren, I'm sorry. Mission accomplished. It's 12:30.
Yeah.
And there's blood in the milk, kids.
Blood milk.
Yeah.
Who knew? Mm-hmm. Danielle is online, too. She's been waiting on hold. Hi, Danielle.
I'm going to give me some blood milk.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good.
Good. I have no idea what that guy was talking about with blood in the breast milk. In all of the research that I've ever done, I've never heard that before. Maybe in cow's milk, but
I've never heard that before. How much research
have you done? My second child is actually 5 months old, and I've been part of breastfeeding communities for 2 or 3 years now since my son was born. And as far as there are lots of applications for breast milk. You can obviously for feeding the child. When my son was born, he constantly had like clogged ducts in his eyes. That actually, you were talking about the conjunctivitis, so that you can actually squirt breast milk in the kid's eyes, and it helps to break up those proteins. For the eczema, because of because of the type of enzymes and the type of proteins that are in the breast milk, you can apply it directly. Breast milk can actually be used to make soaps or lotions. So if you have breast milk that's been sitting in your freezer or what have you, that is no longer viable for feeding a baby, you can use them to make, lotions and things like that. I don't know if you guys can hear my daughter in the background. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
Just like home, right, JP?
It's great.
Danielle,
listen.
I feel like you're turning us on to this whole new thing that the movement's going on. Are we going to have, like, large dairy farms full of women pumping milk and they're cranking out truckloads of milk to sell?
Two callers ago was talking about how you can sell the breast milk, and I actually looked into that when I was breastfeeding my first child. There is a market out there for women who either can't breastfeed or don't have, the milk production. They want to or can purchase breast milk, or if you want a very specific, like the guy was saying, a vegetarian diet or a vegan diet or what have you.
I can't believe there's so much of this going on that we didn't know about. Thank you, Danielle.
The other thing that I was going to say is as far as the cancer is concerned, my younger brother had a type of childhood cancer a couple years ago, and that was something that I actually looked into on his behalf.
Right.
Was to give him breast milk, of mine when my son was born.
And answer was do it or don't do it.
Well, she must have dropped.
She was right to that point. All right. Because they were doing it in Europe. I don't know if we even care, if we were even thinking about doing it here.
All right, listen, I'm good with the breast milk story.
Yeah, you good?
We're good. Everybody good? We're covered? Brett, you good? Yeah, Monica, you good?
I think we're good. Everybody? You want to talk to Dakota on line 4?
No.
I like when things make you uncomfortable, JP.
It's not that it makes me uncomfortable. I'm just like, okay, I'm good. I got it. Breast milk can do a lot of miraculous things.
HGH.
Awesome.
Squirting in the kid's eyes is the best thing I've ever heard of.
Right. That I'd want to watch.
Yeah, right.
You know?
It's for your own good.
After you get pretty accurate with it, do you then make the kid move back and forth?
Ka-ting,
ka-ting. Yeah, like you're shooting the ducks.
Like a little Italian festival shooting the ducks. Yeah.
It sounds like when JP's piece. Daughter's pubes are growing in. It sounds eerily similar.
Oh, that's pink, pink. This was ta-ting, ta-ting.
Okay.
See the difference?
Yeah, I do. Sorry.
That's
funny. So now we've learned everything and more that we want to learn about breast milk.
And there's one to grow. Can we break now? Press the button.
All feel better. We're all smarter for it. Freaky guys are going to start rubbing it on their bodies. I need it for my skin. There's a freak group out there about to do that. Roger and JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5.